Work continues in Washington on the Big Beautiful Bill. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Ryan Humphreys is the CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. He's been spending a lot of time in Washington watching what's going on right now with members of Congress.
Absolutely. A lot to be up in the air as of right now as we speak here. Had some parliamentarian rulings yesterday, and there's going to be some back and forth among the Republicans here as they try to navigate this. And obviously, your listeners probably heard President Trump calling for the bill to get done and to move forward. And we would agree with that because from our perspective on the livestock animal side and specifically the U.S. pork industry, there are some things in this bill that will be a benefit to our industry, not only for the short term, but for the long term.
And Brian, what might some of those priorities be for the pork producers?
One, on the animal health side, all of the priorities for the National Pork Producers Council on animal health, and that's everything for money for the National Animal Health Lab Network, disease prevention and preparedness, the vaccine banks, and even some additional dollars there to help with construction, modernization of some ag research facilities, which I think everybody can agree we need to be working on, and then some feral swine eradication dollars. And for your broader listening group up there, a couple of things also. The tax package includes things, improvements on the bonus depreciation, the estate tax exemption, Section 179, and then some qualified business income deductions, all of which will be tremendous for all of agriculture.
We will continue to watch the progress of this bill. Well, with your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.